Two Daniels on the Freeform Network.
You can follow this podcast at Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. Send in questions and suggestions for this podcast and all of our others to ffnquestions@gmail.com. But again, for the Two Daniel podcast, I am one of your hosts. My name is Daniel Sr. And my other awesome host today is...
Daniel Jr.
Yay! Yeah, we're back together, buddy. Another podcast... we're recording with three subjects that we want to talk about today that are very exciting to us.
We only get three subjects because we're going to go sleep in a little.
Yeah, it's starting to get late today.
So we haven't did our podcast for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
I don't think people want to hear us anymore.
No, why not?
It's because we don't make any more.
Well, that's why we're going to make one today. We're going to make one so that everybody can listen to it. And if they want to hear more podcasts, send us in feedback to ffnquestions@gmail.com. That way we can know what stuff you want us to talk about. Right, buddy?
Yeah. So I'll tell you the subjects.
All right. What's our first subject for today?
The first subject is Five Nights at Freddy's. Sister location.
Oh, that's the new Five Nights at Freddy's game that just came out a few days ago.
It didn't came out yet, but we just got it, but it supposed to don't come out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's supposed to come out right before Halloween. So this game just came out.
We got this again. We got the app. First, there's two rooms and three characters, but Funtime Freddy, he's in a different place that you can't see. And there's a light button on each one that you could press the light button, which is the blue one. Then if you click that, there's the light. And then if you click the red button, it's a controlled shock to make the people, to make the animatronics start moving again and start singing to the kids.
Yeah, so this is like a warehouse, right? Or what is this?
There's the ballerina, and you could use a control shock, and then she'll move. And then there's Funtime Foxy, and then you could shock her, and then she does it. And then the most scary one is Baby.
Yeah, what does Baby do?
She when she jump scares you, her face comes off.
Oh my god, her face opens up, right?
Yeah.
And you get to see all the animatronics inside the face.
And then you could see the exoskeleton.
Wow. And there was a part where you have to hide under the table, right?
Yeah, we did that part, but then we lost track of it. And now we had it to start all over from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, and the what happens to the door?
The door, there's like this guy that is not in the game, but he like pops out in the game. So then he opens the door from the desk, and then you have to try and pull it back. But if you let him open it, he'll jump scare you.
Yeah, and the door has some holes in it, and what happens through the holes?
You see his glowing eyes.
Oh, his eyes. You could see him through the door.
Yeah, and then in the game, when he pulls it, you have to try and pull it. But then when you win the night and the night shift is over and you enjoy some time at home, you have to press space to eat popcorn to watch TV.
Yeah, that was funny. You watch TV and you eat popcorn while you're watching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then you just had to look at the holes, and then you had to pull the drawer back closed. But sometimes he could trick you.
Yeah. We haven't gotten too far in the game, but it looks very cool.
Yeah.
And we'll try to play some more so we can tell all of your podcast listeners more of the game maybe next time.
Yeah. But I wanted to do...
You wanted to do what, buddy?
On here, I wanted to do the Dingle Hoppers channel on number 4 question. But it was going to be too long of a podcast, so we just picked 3.
Oh, okay. So do you have anything else to say about FNAF World, sister location?
No.
No? Yeah, it looks like a pretty scary game.
Yeah. But then in all the of the animatronics could open their faces, and then you could see the exoskeleton inside.
Yeah, it looks pretty scary with Foxy and the ballerina.
Funtime Foxy.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we'll play some more of the game, and then we'll let people know about the game and what we think and some
and
more of the
we
scary
could
parts.
Tell you guys that are listening. We could tell you what to do, and then you could try and do it and try and win the night.
Yeah, maybe we'll even post the video on your YouTube channel, because Daniel also has a YouTube channel, which is called
Daniel Jr.'s Corner.
And so, he posts a lot of videos. It'll be in the description below. You just have to look at the link, hit that, and you'll get to see some of his other videos that he's put.
I only put a little because I just started the videos, so I have only a little bit, not like Dan TDM. Dan TDM has like 1,000 videos.
That's right, but you're putting more videos all the time of all the cool stuff that you play and all the cool stuff that you do, right?
Yeah, so then I do 2 stuff. I do my YouTube channel and I do this podcast.
Yeah, cool.
Now let's move to other question.
Other subject. What's subject number 2 today?
Number 2 is the PlayStation VR.
Oh, wow. What is that?
It's like these glasses, and then you put this it around your head.
Okay.
And then you could play some games, and there's a little circles that you could see in your eyes.
Okay, the lenses.
And then you could see the game, and then you could play it. But when you move around, your head in the game moves around.
Oh, so the camera moves around with your head. It's virtual reality. So everything is in first-person view. And when you move your head around, your vision moves to wherever your head moves. So you could look around almost like the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks super cool.
And the game that I want to get is called Job Simulator.
That's the one you want to play the most?
Yes, because that yet to do jobs and give the computer robots their stuff that they want. There's office workers. There's the office workers is that you're like working at a place like Daddy. He works at the office.
That's right.
So there's a slushy mart that you could give people drinks and food.
And yeah, because there's 4 locations, right? There's like the office, like you said, the convenience store, like a 7-Eleven, and then there's also the mechanic. You could be a mechanic worker. And what's the 4th one?
There's the office,
yes.
The slushy mart, and the other one is this place that you're like a person at this restaurant that gives you the person.
Oh yeah, you're the cook at a restaurant. That's right.
And then at the slushy mart, it's kind of the same, but at the slushy mart, it's like a store.
All right, cool. And what do you do at the store? What do the customers want you to do at the store?
Which one? The
slushy mart that you were talking about.
Oh, the slushy mart. You have like slushies, and so then you give customers food, and then you scan it in the bag.
Ah, cool. You have to make them slushies and hot dogs and what else?
But in the games, there's like a big TV that tells you what to do.
Ah, okay.
But then the other game, there's four. The office worker, the slushy mar, and the restaurant.
And what do you do in the restaurant?
The restaurant, you just serve people food.
Ah, okay. And what kind of foods do you serve them?
In the game, there's like this freezers that says that you could pull the handle and it says cold and not cold. So then you pull it down to not cold, and then the stuff that don't supposed to be cold are in that fridge.
Ah, okay.
And then you could pull the handle up to cold, and then it comes, and then a fridge comes, and then stuff that's supposed to be cold, it's in there.
Cool. Yeah, I saw some of the videos of other people playing it, and it looked very cool. And, like, a lot of fun, because you could interact with the world, you could move stuff around, and like you said, you got four jobs that you can kind of goof around and be a little goofy with the robots, right?
Yeah. And if some of the robots are wearing glasses or hats, uh-huh, you could grab the hats and put it on yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a silly game that you can play and have lots of fun.
And in the game,
uh-huh,
I was going to tell you what the last game was.
What is that?
It's called, like, it's like a car place that you, like, repair cars.
Yeah, so you're a mechanic.
Yeah, so then you repair cars. And then there's some cars that runs on a potato.
Yeah, because it has a battery.
It has the plug in the potato, and then the plugger is on the potato, and then you just plug it in there, and then it runs on the potato and takes all the juice and the french fries.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. Yeah, that's a cool game. I can't wait to play it along with some of the other cool games that are coming out, like yeah. Batman's coming out and a few other ones. There's some scary ones that we saw trailers for, and those look pretty scary, right?
Yeah, in the game, In one of the games, when I in the last part in the podcast, I showed you the Skylanders in the other podcast. I wanted to get Skylanders, but then I kind of like Legos now. So then now I wanted to get Lego Dimensions.
Ah, okay.
But my daddy said that I could only get Lego Dimensions or Skylanders. And yeah. I said Skylanders.
That's right. You picked Skylanders.
So maybe we could get Lego Dimensions when we have more money.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll put you to work. Because instead of going to this job simulator, maybe we can get you a real job. So you can make some money.
Yeah.
Good.
So now let's go to number three.
All right. What's our third subject for today?
The third subject is actually in the PlayStation VR. You could play Circuit Simulator.
Oh, so you're not done with the PlayStation yet?
No.
Okay. what else do you have?
In the other game, you could play some horror games and you could play Circuit Simulator.
Yeah.
Circuit Simulator is kind of like a bloody game that you're like an operation, and then there's like a person that you had to take out all the body parts and in his stomach and take out the heart and then get the baboon's heart and then put the charger in and then stab it in the heart.
Yeah.
And then you just power it and then you put it in his belly and then you put the lungs in there, and then you put the power thing on him, and then you win the game.
Yeah, it looked like a cool tech demo that we saw one of the videos too. So yeah, the VR is going to be very exciting. I can't wait until we can get one.
On Thursday, the VR is coming now, but on Wednesday there's the paper that you could put. And yeah. Then you could put your name on the paper, and then they'll save one for you, and then they will save one for you, but you have some time to put it, and then you have a little more time to put it in there.
That's right.
So then if you put it your name in time, they'll save a VR for you. So once they get the VRs and some people want it, they're going to save some for you. And then you could go over there and buy your VR.
Cool. So what is our last subject that we have for today?
The last subject is number 3, Six Flags Great America.
Yeah, we just went to Six Flags a little bit ago. What kind of fun did you have?
The fun that I had was the one that goes up in the earth that you were scared.
Oh, that's the one that you had the most fun with?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called the Condor. We went up on an eagle.
And then
we went in circles really fast.
And then we went up and up so high and Daddy was scared.
Yeah, I got really scared because we went so super high, and then the whole thing was spinning in circles really fast.
And then when we spinned around in circles, the cart and went to the side.
Yeah, it was going so fast that it tilted sideways, so it felt like we were going to fall out of the cart.
Yeah.
But you weren't scared?
No.
No, it was super fun.
But when we were going down, it was kind of, I didn't really like it because I wanted to go higher.
You wanted to go higher? No way. It was already too high.
It was 4 feet high. I wanted to be 10 feet high.
No way. This thing was already like 10 stories high. It was like super high.
I want it to be 1,000 feet high.
Oh my god.
And no, it'll go all the way to space.
No, that was super high already.
No.
So what were some of the other, did you like the demon roller coaster?
Yeah, the demon you could have a VR on.
Yeah.
But we didn't wait in that line for the VR.
Yeah, because that line was a little longer, so we went into the regular one. But how did you like the roller coaster?
Roller coaster are really cool because you had the VRs. We didn't go in that line, so we just went without the VR. And the only thing that was really, really scary in the demon was the big hill, and then we went down really fast.
Yeah, and then we went through a tunnel that had lights.
And then we came back to the station.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that cool because it's a little ride.
Yeah, it's kind of short, the demon ride. It's not that long. But it's one of Daddy's favorites at Six Flags because you go through the loops and you go through those tunnels. And especially at night. If you go at night, you got all the lights in the tunnels and it's very cool. So what other rides did you go on that you liked?
I like the other ride that we went on, the wet ride.
Oh, yeah. We went on Roaring Rapids
I like the circle ride.
Yeah, that was Roaring Rapids.
It was really cool because you could bump into stuff.
Yeah.
And then water splashes on your legs.
Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't get wet at all.
You got wet, too.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did get wet.
Yeah, but now we're water. Not wet anymore.
Yeah, but we all three of us got wet. Why? Because me, you, and Mama went?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got super wet because we went under the waterfalls, and then when we would move back and forth, we rocked, and then we got wet. So yeah. It was lots of fun.
But then... Then we went on the circle thing, and then when we went off and we went on the circle thing, it looked to me that in the middle was spinning, and then on the logs, it looked like it was staying in the place, and then the middle was spinning.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool because, yeah, we went on the log one after that, and then on the log one, we went up the ramp, and then we swished around a little bit through the roller coaster on the log. And then we came screaming down really fast. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then we got a picture of
it. But I wanted to go, and then we went on the log one, and then we went really high, and then we went down, and there's water on there, and then the water made us slide faster.
Yeah. So and if it was going so fast, you remember the picture that we took?
Yeah. When if there was no water, we'll be going like a big hill. Like a kid size that kids could go on a tall hill, but it will go really slow.
So yeah, we came down the water slide, and it was lots of fun.
Yeah, then we went on the Scooby Doo car.
Yeah, we went on the Scooby-Doo car, and that one kind of goes in circles.
It, like, goes up and down in circles.
Yeah.
It goes, like, a circle up and down.
That's right. What other rides did you like, buddy? We went on the Wizard.
I liked the Wizard because we were in the first place.
Yeah, so in the first seat.
So then when we went in the little circle thing and we went up, and then we went down on the big hill. We went really fast.
Yeah, for that roller coaster, me and you, we got the front row. And yeah, it was super fun because we saw the whole roller coaster from the front seat.
And then mommy went on behind us.
Yeah, the seat right behind us. Yeah, that was super fun. Yeah. And what other roller coaster did we go on? We went on the dolphin one, or what is that called? The little dipper.
The little dipper. Yeah, we went on the little dipper, and I went on a kid's one that's not really fun.
Yeah? Oh, was it the...
The kid's one that had, like, the water, and then you could ring a bell, and then there's two stereos, and there was water, but it went really slow.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, because that's for real little kids that are scared of fast roller coasters.
I'm a big fan of fast roller coasters.
Yeah, you went on that one, but you picked that one. You said you wanted to go on that, but maybe next time we go, we won't go on that because that's too slow.
I wanted to see if that would go kind of fast, but it went really slow than I thought.
Yeah. Well, next time we know. And you didn't want to go on the bumper car, so we didn't go on that this time, but maybe next time we'll go.
The bumper cars is because the parent posed to drive and stuff, but I wanted mommy to push the pedal, and then I'll steer, but it said that the parents supposed to steer and stuff, so I didn't want it to go.
Yeah, so maybe next time. Next time we go, maybe you'll be tall enough to ride that bumper cars.
It's because that we went from a while, so now I think I'll get bigger.
That's right. Definitely by next year, because the season's almost over. It's about to end, so definitely by next year you'll be a little taller, and then maybe you can go on those roller coasters. Anything else you wanted to say about Six Flags, buddy?
It's because on the crane machine I got the robot guy in the prize machine. I won a prize, and then I got the blue robot.
That's right.
And then on the other one, I won a prize, and then I got the dog, which is like a kind of like a bat.
Yeah, we played three of those carnival games, and you won two of them, and you won prizes, like you said. You won the robot, one, and then you won, what was the other one? It was like a fish
dog,
or something?
A dog bat.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
And then on the other one, it was really hard because you have like balls, and there's three blocks, and you have to try and knock them down.
That's right. That one was a little harder.
Really hard.
Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to make mention of from Six Flags, buddy?
Only is because that if you go to Six Flags, and when we went on the Demon, there was a big line.
That's right, buddy.
So I don't think we want to go to the Demon anymore.
Well, guess what, buddy? We went on a day that was very fast lines. So if you thought that line was long, wait until we start going to the Viper and the Batman and some of the other rides, because those lines are even longer.
It's because
it could take an hour in every ride waiting in line.
But if there's like kind of slow stuff, there's going to be a short line because really nobody really likes the slow rides.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what we do next time, because we're going to try to go again next year for sure.
Okay.
But that's about all the time we got for you today. We'd like to thank you all for listening. Remember, you can follow the Two Daniels podcast on the Freeform Network at Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. Send in those questions and suggestions for our show to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Let us know things that you want me and Daniel to discuss and stuff that you want us to go over with. Visit our webpage at freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you're going to see all of the links for all of our different providers, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, a bunch of different providers. Click that like button, hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate it. It helps our numbers out tremendously. But for the Two Daniels podcast, my name is Daniel.
And I'm Daniel Jr.
We'd like to thank you all for listening and hope that you tune in next time.
Bye!
Dad.